I swear, bro. Y'all, ladies. Ladies, and I'm talking to the ladies right now. You feel me? The ones who be out here. I could have swore I was just talking about this shit, man. Ladies, what's going on with y'all, bro? What's going on with y'all? Like, talk to Kemet, because I'm trying to figure out what the fuck going on. Every 5 seconds, I'm seeing a motherfucker even post on TikTok or Instagram or TikTok. No, I mean, what's the other one? X, because it ain't Twitter no more. So, I mean, oh Lord. Y'all need help, man. Y'all need help out here in these streets, bro. Y'all don't understand the difference between free agent and single. Because single is okay, you single, but you're not really interested in wanting to be bothered, have too many people in your face type shit. So, you know, okay, you single. And of course, yeah, you every now and then you might go out, go enjoy yourself with somebody. But I don't mean you in a relationship. Okay, that's understandable. But if you going around town, done with your rounds, and you mean a motherfucker tell me you going out every other day, you done got digged down by like 5 other niggas last week, whatever the fuck situation is going on in your life, and you keep posting, let me be clear, I'm single. If you gotta post that and talk about I'm single, you're not single. I'm sorry, honey. It's a nigga out there that believe that you are his because you done put that pussy on him so goddamn viciously. Now this nigga's front talking about, baby, yeah, well, I'm gonna see you again. Baby, we going out again. We going to go get some more Benny Bonnies. We going to get some more Benny Hannas and Benny Bachi Rice. Like, come on, bro. You done got the nigga's front. Bitch gonna turn around talking about, let me be clear, I'm single if anybody was wondering if we was together. Bitch, no, not anymore after dropping that pussy on the nigga. But no. Shit. You think you just gonna be walking around here freely saying you single and shit, posting that shit, and you got the nigga looking at the shit? You know damn well that nigga in his feelings. He over there sick. Nigga crying in fetal position right now because he seen your post, bitch. Quit breaking that nigga heart. You bitches know damn well y'all ain't single till y'all need some. Y'all bitches is single till you need some. So that's what I'm like, bro. A lot of motherfuckers is full of shit. Either need some dick or you need a ride. Always talking about, oh, let me be clear, I'm single if anybody was wondering. I done seen 10. I am not shitting y'all. I have seen 10 bitches post this shit. What I'm trying to figure out is, if you a single bitch, I'm not calling y'all bitches, but I'm just talking my shit right now. But correct me if I'm wrong. If you single, why do you have to post it? Why do you have to post it every 5 seconds? If motherfuckers see that you go out, you don't post nobody, you don't got a nigga on your story, a nigga in your bio, you ain't got them on your page, so why you gotta keep saying every 5 seconds that you're single, darling? I'm just trying to figure out. A single woman ain't gonna sit here and constantly keep saying she's single. She is gonna sit there and let her actions speak for herself. By her showing her independence, showing what she be doing, this, that, and the third. That be showing me a lot of women have backward-ass intentions. You want to go out with a nigga and you want to be with the nigga with the SRT and the Hellcat and all that shit. But as soon as he posts you on his story or he lets you know type shit like that, oh, then you'll be like, oh, well, he claiming me. Now, if that nigga do that and turn around and be like, let me be clear, I'm single. Look, come on now. That shit'll make a bitch go ballistic. That'll make a bitch go crazy. Let a nigga do it, though. That shit'll be crazy as fuck. That's why I'm like, oh, hell no. Women do it all of a sudden. They just, oh, I'm just enjoying life and I'm just sitting here seeing what's out there to offer and what's out there for me. No, the fuck you ain't. That's what every motherfucker say till they sit there and be like, oh, yeah, I wasn't fucking whoopty whoop no more because that nigga didn't have no car. Come on, bruh. Y'all bitches be full of shit. Some of you bitches be full of shit. That's why y'all post, let me be clear, if y'all thought I was cuffed, I'm single as fuck. I'm only posting that because the last nigga wasn't working out for you, honey. We all know this. Then all of a sudden, motherfuckers start posting a barrage of random ass pictures. Don't start. There's a gang of you motherfuckers out there that do that shit. Turn around, posting pictures. You posting shit from 2012. All kinds of shit to impress that new nigga on your page. I'm like, God damn, that's some crazy ass shit. That is some crazy ass shit, bro. I've seen about 10 posts of motherfuckers on Instagram, Twitter, especially Instagram. Don't even fucking get me started. I mean, God damn. Then you see the notes. The notes is even worse. You motherfuckers be up on that motherfucker putting all your goddamn songs. Talking about single again. Back on the prowl. Bitch, no. You're not Trina. That song old as fuck. That song was trash. That song shouldn't even be a fucking relatable song. That song shouldn't even be relevant no more. No phony ass song. Shit. Motherfuckers should be playing goddamn, I don't know, shit, I'd rather hear the Lil Wayne single version, shit. But I mean, bruh, that, y'all just blow my fucking mind with that shit. I am just fucking blown away. And it's like, I be wanting to know the logic behind that, because it's like, am I wrong for thinking that? Because so far, it seems like I haven't been wrong. Because every motherfucker who said that shit, they'll say that, then turn around and post about 5 pictures of themselves. Then post another quote. Then they ain't posting nothing else no more. Come on, bruh. Come on, it's the same fucking routine, bruh. Nigga, I bet you niggas do it too. Because if, like I said, if a nigga do that same shit, bruh, females gonna be sitting there talking hella shit about him, talking, oh, that nigga ain't shit, that nigga, huh? Talking about, let's be clear, I'm single if anybody was wondering, blah, blah, blah. And he just posted me on his story. Yeah. Yeah, that's the fuck happens. Because really, it's like, that shit, motherfuckers move like that off of pain. Motherfuckers move like that off of not real genuine love type shit. That's what I feel. Because it's like, ain't no way in hell you just gonna be sitting here moving around, fucking around with that many people, and going to go do this shit with all these motherfuckers, then post, turn around and say, oh, let's be clear, I'm single. So that means you had to get one of your hoes in check. That means you had to say that for a reason, because motherfuckers was thinking, oh yeah, we date now, and we back together, and we whoop de whoop whoop whoop. So that means you got hoes. Am I wrong? That's why I'm like, come on, bro. I would rather get they input instead of just assuming shit. No. Shit. There's a lot of women on their end that like to assume. They don't want to ask us no questions. They don't be wanting to know from the horse's mouth. They just want to sit there and just go with whatever and assume, okay, well, since he did that the way, I guess that's what he do. I guess that's what he like. Nah, bitch. I'd rather sit here and ask you and get a particular truth and opinion out of you so I can understand. And so I can formulate my fucking process and my thesis around your shit. But I don't know, bro. It's too many y'all females out there talking about, oh, I'm single if anybody was wondering. I'm single if anybody was this. I'm single if anybody was that. First of all, like I said, ain't nobody gonna be tripping too much about that. If you actually single, if you really single, then do what it do. Do your duggy. But don't sit there and constantly have to keep repeating yourself like motherfuckers don't know already. Motherfuckers for sure know because they ain't seen all your goddamn videos, all your pictures and shit. So I'm just like, come on now. Ain't nobody got time for all that shit. So at the end of the day, you sitting there with that lying shit, honey. You lying. Lying your ass off. There ain't no damn way. They ain't gonna sit there talking about, oh, well, you know, it was whoop-de-whoop-whoop-whoop, and it was this, and it was that. Nah, I don't believe that shit. Like I said, at the end of the motherfucking day, you got too many people who sit there on that weird shit and turn around talking about, oh, well, you know, just to be clear, we're not dating, and we're not this, and we're, I mean, come on, man. Like, real talk, motherfuckers only do that because somebody else hurted their feelings and they gotta sit there and let it be known that they ain't no punks. I don't know. That's the best way I can describe it. Because how else would you describe it? You feel me? You got motherfuckers sitting here talking about, oh, well, I just be saying that for a reason because people get it confused. Nah. That don't be no fucking reason why. Motherfuckers say that for a reason because somebody else and got that shit already fucked up. And you went to go kicking with them, you went to go hang out with them, and they talk about, well, let's make it clear. I'm not dating nobody, and I'm blah, blah, blah. That's why I'm like, okay, like, it is what it is. Like, you can do all that shit for a reason. But that's not gonna make more and more people fuck with you. That's gonna make shit more questionable. That's just how I feel about it. And it's like, okay, that's one thing. You posting shit that's relatable. Okay, you posting relatable shit. But if you actually say the shit, that everybody know it wasn't no damn quote you just reposted. They know that's what the fuck you just said and what you typed and posted. So come on now. That's all. I'm like, I don't know, bro. That shit is just on something else. And some of you females, y'all know what y'all be doing with that shit. I ain't talking about the rest of them who post that shit, because it's a lot of women that don't post that shit. The ones who actually got their shit, like, you know, and got somebody that they talking to and they actually keeping shit steady with, you know, them is the ones that I'm not talking about. Because, I mean, shit, it's a lot of women that do put in the effort and do take time, regardless of how many times they done got fucked over, regardless of how many niggas that did try to do some shit and they actually found a good, proper kind of dude, then shit, they stay towards that. They gravitate towards that shit. They ain't finna push away who's actually good for them or a motherfucker who's actually helping them with certain things positively. They ain't gotta be like physically helping them with shit. As long as it's like, you know, helping them put their head in the right mind space and got them thinking about certain things type shit. Like, it could be anything. It could be the little things too. It ain't always gotta be no big time shit. So I'm just like, I don't know, bro. Like, it's a lot of motherfuckers who choose. Like, they know what they need to work on. They know what the answer is and what the fucking, like, the whole fucking nine. They know everything. But sometimes motherfuckers choose to not want to fix it. Choose to not want to deal with anything about the problem. Which don't make sense to me. But hey, to each his own. Like I said, though, man, it's just weird to me on how you got a lot of motherfuckers who will sit here and be so quick to be like that. But then also don't understand the aspect of, you know, people go through shit. People do experience shit where it does fuck with their train of thought on how they should carry themselves. So they end up start carrying themselves like this particular person. And it's like, little do they know, like, shit, whatever happened to you in that past relationship or with that past person, that shit affects you some way, somehow. You do get some PTSD fucking with that person. You get, you know, leftover little baggage from whatever that they didn't let. Little attitudes and little shits that they do every now and then. That's why I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, bro, like, as much as you want to be with that person and all that shit, that person may not be good for you. So with them posting, oh, well, if anybody was wondering and had it twisted, I'm single, if anybody was wondering, and blah, blah, blah. They saying that for a reason. Because also, you know, they putting up that defense mechanism. They don't want to get hurt again because they don't really know what your true intentions are. Not your fault. You know, it's nothing you can do about that shit. It's already somebody that came along and fucked it up for you. So you gotta be mad at they ass. You can't really be mad at Shorty wanting to be defensive on her feelings and all that, cause she don't wanna get played again. She don't wanna look stupid. You gotta remember, some motherfuckers, they go out their way and be so happy about a motherfucker, they talk about them to their friends, family, all that. So when the shit goes down the drain and goes sideways, and people start asking, so what's up with you and Whoopty Woo? That shit make you look embarrassing as fuck. And you gotta say y'all not talking and all this shit happening and all this is going on because she chose to go a separate path or a certain way because she realized she didn't want to be in a relationship no more when everything was going good or whatever the fuck happened, or you did some shit, you didn't want to be in a relationship no more because you didn't feel like it fitted for you. Just ain't no telling. You know, shit like that happens though, bro. But like I said though, you know, sometimes motherfuckers just be defensive and, you know, get hurt so bad to a point where they feel like they can't love no more. They can't be in a relationship no more. But it's power of words type shit. You could say can't, won't, not, never, and you'll start believing that shit. But if you start taking the power away from that shit and actually start trying to do something and trying to, like, really work on that, then you're going to see some results for sure. You're going to see some results for sure. It's just wild, like, on how so many people will sit there and be on some shit like that, and it's a complete opposite. Because you want to talk about you single, but the reason why you saying all that is because whoever you was fucking with from the last get-go and the last little situation, now they in their feelings about you trying to claim you, and you ain't with it right now. That's what it just shows me. I'm like, shit, it is what it is. Like, you know, that's just, that's how everybody want to whoop. That's how everybody want to whoop. But don't sit there and lie to the gram and be like, you single, because we all know you're not really single if you got to post that. Everybody know that. If you got to post something talking about a particular thing and that's what you stand on, that's not really what you stand on, bro. Like, nah. Hell nah. Especially if you post it like 2-3 times out of the day, you gotta, that's, you basically just talking to yourself, trying to prove to yourself that you're single. Like, am I right? Or am I wrong? I'm just trying to figure it out, bro. That's it. I mean, shit. Sorry if I'm wrong, but just, you know, I'm putting it out there. So, you know, I need my peoples in the questions and, you know, ask the questions, bro. Ask the question. You feel me? If I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong in the question section, or just ask a question and add on to what the fuck I'm talking about. But real shit, it's too many people out here that post shit like that, that fuck up a lot of future potential for relationships, future friendships, getting to know people, certain stages of shit with you posting, I'm single if anybody was wondering. Just that fucking statement itself, you already done shot yourself in the foot. And a lot of niggas don't understand that shit. I'm not gonna lie, that shit irritating as fuck to see. You know how tiring that shit is? I be seeing that shit almost all the time when I'm on Instagram now. Motherfucker posting, I'm single if anybody was asking. Nobody was asking, so why the fuck you bringing it up? Like, goddamn. The fact you continuously keep going on about it is just like, goddamn, bro. Like, it must show that, okay, you either trying to prove to yourself that you single, or it's a few motherfuckers on here that think that you dating them or something. Like, it just showed that your roster is skyrocketed. Something happened. So, motherfuckers sitting there saying all that, don't just take that lightly. Motherfuckers posting all that shit, that mean they got a whole roster. They got some people out there that they gotta get under control and get back in check, because they over here thinking that, you know, they could be, you know, be with a motherfucker, I guess. But come on, man. You know, at the end of the day, like I said, that should be fucking y'all own selves up in the long run. Because you want to say, oh, I'm single. So, you know, I also go to show motherfuckers too. That's why it's like another thing people don't understand. That social media shit fucks up your shit too. Fucks up that relationship shit a lot. It kind of fucks up the trust. Because it's like, if you can't talk to that person and ain't willing to reach out and respond to a motherfucker, but you quick to go to the gram, you quick to go to TikTok or Snapchat or some shit, and you can talk to them motherfuckers before you can talk to me, that shit'll piss a motherfucker off like a motherfucker. I'm like, yeah, I'm speaking from experience, because that shit happened before to me a few times. Motherfuckers done got that knocked out. I mean, worked through it and shit. But, and like, you know I'm not the only one who probably be dealing with that shit. It's a lot of people who probably go through that shit at some point. Gotta deal with motherfuckers going and posting something every 5 seconds, or they talking about some shit that's going on every 5 seconds. But yet, you know, they ain't responding, they ain't saying shit. You just send a message to the motherfucker. They looked at your shit but didn't respond, but, and then gonna look at the shit on your story. Just, I don't know, bro. It just be that weird shit. So yeah, motherfuckers gonna sit there and be a little upset, cause it's like, okay, motherfucker hit you up, you ain't responded, but you can look at the post. As soon as I post something about your ass, oh, you can look at it. That was just like, that's that weird shit. Motherfuckers like that should be getting it. Like, I don't know, that's weird energy type shit. And I ain't got nothing to do with, oh, well, you know, doesn't mean that we're dating if I'm this. And what the fuck does that have to do with a response, though? Like, at least respond to the motherfucker. If you're gonna be quick to get on the gram and post some shit and post some funny shit about whatever, then, I mean, shit, you can send a quick message back to the motherfucker instead of having them thinking differently and being like on some shit talking about, oh, this motherfucker just playing game, talking to their other hoes, and blah, blah, blah. And sometimes I don't even be the case. Sometimes people just don't feel like responding. But I know I'll be having those moods. I just don't be feeling like responding sometimes. That's why I just be in my moods like, look, I'm going to hit you when I hit you. I'm going to talk to you when I talk to you. See you when I see you. Peace. Just like Martin. Just like Martin, bro. I got my moments too. I just want to post shit. I don't feel like responding and all that. But it's like, if it's a certain amount of time somebody done texted you and y'all sitting there texting like frequently, and then all of a sudden motherfucker asks one question and now all of a sudden the texting stop. Then motherfucker start going to go post shit. That's how you know, okay, motherfuckers on that other shit. Motherfuckers is on that other shit. And that's when you need to just fall back. Because sometimes motherfuckers just act like, oh yeah, you know, they busy or they don't feel like responding. But sometimes motherfuckers do you like that for a reason, because shit, I don't know. They put you in a particular section in they book where they feel like, okay, I'm gonna fuck with them like accordingly. I'm not gonna constantly talk to them and be on the phone and text them and blah blah blah. Well, I mean shit, you do that because at the end of the day, ain't nobody finna take time of putting your ass in a book and put you in a certain apartment in my book neither. I ain't doing all that shit. Like shit, just in my opinion, I'm not doing all that. If a motherfucker gotta take enough time to do that to you, and okay, you say, hey, how you doing? How's your day going? And then all of a sudden you ask one question about, oh, well, you know, when the next time you free, or when the next time you doing this and blah blah blah, and then the motherfucker start responding, that's when you need to take the hint and just leave it as is. Cause there's no more sense of wasting no more energy or time into that, because motherfuckers know what they doing when they do that shit. So I'm like, I had a few motherfuckers do that to me. All of a sudden, they texting frequently like a motherfucker, hitting you up, need advice, want to hang out, want of this. Then the second you hit them back up, and they were just texting you like a motherfucker, then you ask one question, oh, you trying to kick it? All of a sudden, they respond. But then you post some shit on the ground. I'm cool. I don't fuck with all that. I don't fuck with all that. That's that weird energy. We are too old to be beating around the bush to tell a motherfucker, I don't want to kick it. Just say that. Just say, oh, I'm gonna be busy, or oh, maybe next time. You don't have to sit there and act like you gotta ignore a motherfucker, then go post something on Instagram and make it seem like you're talking about them. That's childish as fuck. I don't know why y'all do that. Just go on and tell the motherfucker, look, we could probably replan another time because I got some other plans. Something came up. It was an emergency. Shit, your pet fish died. I mean, say something. Don't just sit there and just act like a motherfucker don't see you posting. If you didn't want to fucking respond, you might as well hide your fucking post from the nigga or something. That's why I'm like, the way that niggas move with that shit is weird. Like, a lot of motherfuckers move funny with that Instagram and that text and shit. That's why I always say, stay to yourself. Focus on you. Because with trying to figure out why motherfuckers move like that shit gonna have your head hurting, bro. No cap. And niggas don't feel like being bothered with all that nonsense, because that's just their way of trying to hide whatever they hide. Like, you know, trying to hide from you and been lying to you about. Because if you gotta sit there and do all that, then that means you gotta be lying about something. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it must be something really important for you to lie to me about and feel like you gotta ignore me for. I don't know. So I'm like, at the end of the day, motherfuckers posting that shit and saying that kind of shit and doing that kind of talk, they doing that for a reason, because they putting a message to somebody else out there, and also they trying to reaffirm with they selves that they are single. So don't fall for that shit. Don't fall for that. They're going through some crisis shit in their life. So let them go through it. It'll blow over. Sooner or later, they probably hit you back up. So when that time comes, shit. Fuck them. Shit. I don't know. Shit. Give them the same medicine. Don't even hit them back. I just don't be getting that shit. Just be too many people that do that, you know? Motherfuckers need to just be focused on, like, look, focus on living your life, enjoying yourself, and enjoying the people around you. Enjoy your fucking life. You only get one life. You only be young once. So it's like, for motherfuckers who got to sit there and cut corners and you got to lie and ignore people, you playing yourself out of having a good ass time with people and enjoying your life. So people who is out there doing that, I hope y'all realize that. There's people out here that's willing to go have a good time, willing to go do shit. Motherfuckers don't want a relationship right now. Motherfuckers ain't looking for that kind of shit right now. So it's like, if motherfuckers willing to kick it with you, willing to plan some shit so motherfuckers could go out and everybody could turn up, fucking do it. Don't sit there and ignore that motherfucker because now you and your feelings because your little side boo thing, whoever that is, he got you and your feelings because he gave you the cold shoulder. Now you saying fuck everybody else. No, that's not how it goes. You're supposed to keep it playing. You're supposed to be like, man, fuck that motherfucker. I got somebody else I could hit up. We finna go kick it, go watch a movie, and go get some food. I mean, plain and simple. Ain't gotta be nobody you talking to. It could be your partner. It could be your relative. It could be a friend, a cousin, somebody. So it's like, I don't know why people move the way that they move, bro. They make it harder on themselves by doing that weird shit. So I'm like, you know, that's why I'll be cool with the people that I'm cool with. I don't like to get, like, cool with a lot of new motherfuckers, bro. A lot of new motherfuckers be moving weird. A lot of new motherfuckers be moving hella weird, bro. Y'all motherfuckers be on some weird moving type shit, acting like, you know, motherfuckers ain't gonna see that, okay, one day you gonna post that shit, then the next day you gonna post, oh, I wish I had a boo thing, then you gonna post that you wish that you was married and all this little extra shit. Motherfuckers be going through the little motions, bro. So I'm like, y'all really don't be knowing what the fuck y'all want. That's why when y'all post that shit, oh, I'm single, just if anybody was wondering. Ain't nobody was wondering. That's why you posted that shit. Nobody was swiping up trying to get to know your ass after the last post. You know, already in the blew it out the bag. Ain't nobody wondering if your ass was single. If there was, you wouldn't be posting it. So, just a message for y'all. And people who out there posting that shit, ain't nobody wondering. So, stop with the posting. I just feel like with that shit, man, that's just making you look, just make you look desperate. And then also, like I said, I ain't really what's going on. That it's the complete opposite. Everybody know you not single. Everybody know you fucking with somebody and you keep going back to that particular person. So shit, if you doing that shit, live your fucking truth. Stop lying to these people. Shit, that's my message. That would be my message to all the motherfuckers out there that feel like, okay, they gotta say this and they gotta lie a particular way about this situation or whatever. Like, if you gotta do all that, just stay away from me. Stay as far as possible away from me, because I don't need that shit around me. I don't. Does that mean you got motherfuckers who sit here and feel like they still dating you and may be like, who the fuck is that nigga? I'm just a fucking homie. I ain't got time for all that. Mm-mm. Shit, 2023, motherfuckers be willing to crash out over stupid shit. I mean, I ain't one of them. I'm good. I love my life. Shit, ain't got time for all that extra unnecessary shit. That's why I'm just like, you know, with all that, bruh, motherfuckers gotta feel like they posting all that. That's a red flag. Just look at it as a red flag. That's the best way I could describe that shit. Cause if you don't, you're gonna slip up. You're gonna slip up into that trap of that bullshit. And you're gonna be like, God damn, now I'm dealing with her ex nigga over here sending threats to my fucking Instagram. He DM'd me talking about, yeah, nigga, if I see you with her, I'm gonna beat your ass. And sometimes niggas don't even say that. And niggas say they're gonna shoot you over the bitch. So I don't know, bro. It ain't worth it, bro. It ain't worth it. That's what I'm telling y'all now. Y'all do come across somebody that y'all like, somebody post some shit like that, or it sounds similar to that, that means they got a few motherfuckers on their page that they fucking with. Somebody is motherfuckers that's on their page, that they fuck with, or they used to talk to, and now shit ain't going the way it was going, and now they posting that shit to reaffirm and clarify that they single. So, don't fall for that shit, y'all. That shit right there is gonna fuck up everything. It's gonna fuck up everything. They already fucking it up for themselves. So, y'all just keep an eye out for that shit. Motherfuckers posting all that and they talking about, oh yeah, well, you know, it's just this and it's a lot of that happening. Nah, bruh. The motherfuckers is lying to you. Y'all already setting up the lie, because next thing you know, once they post that shit talking about, oh, I'm single, and I'm single as fuck, I ain't never gonna have another motherfucker waste my time, Nah, they gonna have another motherfucker waste their time. It just depend on that particular motherfucker. So I'm like, I don't know, bro. Everybody say that shit, and everybody say they not finna do this, they not finna do that, and then the complete opposite happens. Bro, you just gotta be aware of that. That's why I say, like, you know, with all that Instagram shit, bro, that's another reason why I want to back up off that shit, because it just seems like there's so much drama going on, bro, and so much unnecessary posting that's going on. And you got people posting certain things for clout, people posting certain things for this and saying shit. I don't know, bro. And it's not making any situations better. So it's like, how's that shit gonna benefit me looking at niggas beefing? How's that gonna benefit me with motherfuckers posting dumb shit like that and posting thirst traps and videos and them cooking some stupid ass food? Like, that shit ain't gonna benefit. That ain't nothing to benefit on. It was like, you know, at the end of the day, like, also, it don't hurt to take a break from the gram, bro. It don't hurt to take a break from TikTok and Twitter and all that shit. So if you feel like you need to step away from the gram and focus on you, do that shit. Because ain't nobody else gonna tell you. Shit, you gotta worry about yourself. You gotta do it for you. Ain't nobody else gonna tell you to do the shit. So just keep that in mind. You gotta remember, it's a lot of motherfuckers out here that be really just be posting shit. And motherfuckers gonna be on some shit like, oh yeah, well, you know, I be posting whatever I see and blah, blah, blah. And some people don't be posting everything that they see. They post shit that's relatable. So, you know, with a lot of that shit, you just never know sometimes. You never know. And with a lot of people, you can't even ask. Shit, people don't want to answer your questions. People don't want to let you know and tell you straight up. So at the end of the day, you just gotta keep shit cordial. You know, leave it as is, man. So I'm just like, you know, it's just best. I feel like, in my opinion, it's just best to mind your business with that shit. Because everybody got something going on where they're not really telling you the full story about. They're only giving you the story to some degree. And they ain't telling you the full story to scare you and chase you away. But at some point, if they feel like, you know, they want to go back to that person or whatever it is, they're not going to tell you. They just going to fucking disappear on your ass. And then that's when you start seeing them kind of posts. That's when you seeing all this little extra shit. So ain't no telling, bro. Ain't no fucking telling. But like I said, though, you know, with motherfuckers who post all that shit, they going through some motions they damn self. And they got a few motherfuckers that's getting out of pocket with them, talking about, nah, you mine's and you always been my girl, or you finna be mine forever and I'm going to marry you. And all kinds of crazy shit. And you know, they be posting that for a reason too. But it's like, at the end of the day, it's just like, you know, like I said, in my opinion, you're not single if you gotta be posting that shit every 5 seconds. You gotta be posting some shit like that, and then the next five seconds, you posting some fucking throwback pictures, and you doing some extra shit with your profile. I don't know. It just don't seem like you are. It just seemed like you trying to impress somebody else and get another new motherfucker on the thing. And then one second you talking about, oh yeah, I'm not really looking for no relationship. I'm whoop-de-whoop. Then the next second you get with some motherfucker. You posting them. Then what? 4 days later, now motherfucker posting some heartbroken emojis and shit. Now you don't even want to talk about the shit. But then you want to say, yeah, I'm never dating again. I'm tired of getting played. I thought you said you were single. Thought you said you wasn't doing none of that. So I'm like, you know, bro, you can't follow motherfuckers in their stories and shit. You can't keep up with these people and what they be saying, because what they say and what they do be two completely different things now. And I even go for posting. Shit, posting is an example of actions too. And you post one thing, and trust me, a lot of motherfuckers post a lot of shit where, okay, it's relatable. But like I said, relatable is dinner equivalent to how they feel about shit. And especially particular people. They feel this way about particular people, then it's relatable. Ain't gonna post the shit. But like I said, though, you know, with certain shits, though, bro, they be posting shit trying to act like, you know, motherfuckers is just like, oh, I'm just doing this for fun. Nah, motherfuckers be doing that for a reason. You trying to let people know how they are. So that's why I'm just like, I don't know, bro. Can't take that shit lightly. Sometimes they letting you know how they are. Sometimes they not. then they post too much at a point where they realize, oh, now I done talked too much shit on the ground, I done said this and that. Now they gonna be looking at me like, damn, you a straight goofy, because you was just saying you was single and you wasn't doing this and fucking with no dumb niggas no more. So I'm just like, you can't be too quick to post your, like, business. Can't be too quick to post all your shit talking about who you talking to, who you fucking with, and all this extra shit. I feel like with all that shit, it's just like, you know, it don't need to be posted immediately, you know? Whether it's going good or bad, like, that shit doesn't need to be known about type shit. But if you one of the people that like to, you know, let the whole world know as soon as you get fresh out of a relationship and you want to yell from the top of the mountains that you back on the market, then, you know what, go on ahead and keep doing that. Because you don't see how many other times that I'm, you know, the outcome came of you doing that. So I would think that you would want to have a different approach this time, but some people don't want to have a different approach. Some people still approach it the same way, want to do it a different, you know, do it a different angle, but still have the same approach type shit. I don't know. You know, you just got to be aware of that shit. Be cautious. There's too many motherfuckers that be doing that shit. So I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, you just gotta do that shit with a grain of salt. Like I usually say about all the other shit, bro. Use that shit with a grain of salt, because it's just too many motherfuckers that sit there and be so quick to say that. Then the next second they say, oh, I found the one and only. I found the love of my life. Oh, this nigga got me going crazy. And blah, blah, blah. Then now the next second, now you ain't posting the shit no more. Now you're heartbroken. Now something else happened. So, I don't know. So I'm like, I understand motherfuckers gonna post shit and they gonna say what they say. But if you the kind of person that don't like people in your business and you don't like the fact that people, you know, feel like they could put their two cents in on your shit, then don't post your shit. But like I said, man, motherfuckers is different. Motherfuckers is different, man. But yeah, basically, you know, my message to them ladies out there who post that shit, you know, y'all gotta stop posting that. Y'all gotta stop posting that shit, damn near, because it just make it seem like y'all not single. When you gotta keep posting just to make it clear, I'm single if anybody was wondering, and blah, blah, blah. Or if anybody thought we was together, we not together. I'm single as fuck. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, that don't really be making a lot of motherfuckers be like, ooh, well, let me go slide it in her DMs and see what's up. Since she said she's single as fuck. Nah. Some motherfuckers look at that and raise their eyebrow to that shit and be like, the fuck she mean? Like, oh, if anybody was wondering. So that mean you had to sit there and clarify that to somebody you was just fucking with recently. That's just what it means to a lot of motherfuckers who, like, already peeped and put two and two together. I'm just saying. You gonna sit there and say all that, you might as well come on out and say whoever the motherfucker was. Like, goddamn. So I'm like, ooh-wee, this shit is crazy. That shit is crazy. A lot of motherfuckers that sit there and do some shit like that, like they, like they're hella being secretive and shit. Man, bruh, I had a few potters that have told me what that shit meant. That's why I'm like, come on now. You think a motherfucker gonna fall for that and be like, oh, well, you know, no, that's not what they meant and blah, blah, blah. Come on now, that's a full of shit. That's a full of shit. Motherfucker sitting there lying. Mm-mm. They posting that because somebody was just sitting there, was hitting their line too much, or was saying some shit, or was talking about, yeah, baby, how you been? You my girl, and we ain't never gonna break up again, and blah, blah, blah. Or, baby, I'ma take you out, and we gonna go get some chili cheese fry. Ain't no fucking telling what the fuck happened, nigga. That's all I'm like, shit. Motherfuckers posting that, they had to clarify that to that motherfucker that they was talking to, or they was recently fucking with. Come on now. You ain't just gonna post that out of the blue, out of nowhere, and then all your other posts had nothing to do with that shit. I'm just saying, like, I don't make no sense. So, you know, at the end of the day, shit, if you single, move like you single, act like you single. Shit, you ain't gotta post it every 5 seconds. You ain't gotta update your profile picture and post some throwback pictures of yourself to try to get some new hoes. You ain't gotta do all that, okay? Just take a chill pill for a minute. Focus on you. Focus on your stuff. Get your stuff in position where you got more motion than what you got right now. You feel me? And that's what everybody should be thinking about, how everybody should be focused, like, on moving. You know, everybody want to be so quick to jump in relationships and want to be in another nigga face, but you ain't got your shit together. I mean, motherfuckers need to focus on their own shit before they want to be really serious about another person. How can you want to be serious about someone else when you ain't serious about yourself? Be serious about your own situations first. You know, you got a few things you need to work out, need to iron out. You iron them bitches out before you start stepping up to people and shit. They'll give you more of a better feel. You be more like, you feel more better about yourself too. Like, at the end of the day, you got too many people who's so quick to want to just date, want to keep talking to this person, that person, and the third. But when it comes to that, like, you know, certain things that motherfuckers want to do, certain shit that a motherfucker may want to go out and do. And if you ain't got your shit together, you ain't got no passport or nothing, how the fuck can you go out? You want to go outside the state and go travel and see the world? How can you do it? You ain't even started thinking about getting your passport. Like, come on, bro. It's a little shit like that. You feel me? Like, I don't know, bro. So I just feel like with all that shit that's going on, man, people gotta understand with that kind of shit, you gotta move a certain way. And also focus on you, you know? Yeah, of course, it's gonna be people that come in and out of your life as either as a lesson or something else along the line, but the main importance is you can't lose focus on what you gotta do. Because at the end of the day, whether these people is here in your life or not, or whether they stay in your life or not, you still got shit that you gotta worry about. You still got shit that you gotta do. So that's why I'm just like, bro, it's hella people that's so quick to sit there and be posting that shit and do that, but that's not even a priority or a main thing that's on anyone's mind right now. But the people that follow you are the people that's interested in fucking with you. So it's like, realistically, we all got shit we worried about. We all got shit we need to work on. So it's like, that's the last thing that's on a few people's minds that I know. Shit, that's the last thing that's on my mind. But like I said, you know, if things happen in a certain way, if God makes shit happen in mysterious ways, bro, shit will work out for you. He always makes the possible impossible. So, you know, if you do end up meeting somebody along the way, keep that person close to you and keep them along your side and be truthful with them. You feel me? Build an honest relationship. It ain't gotta be no shit where it's like, okay, y'all only honest about certain things. Be honest about all the shit. Be honest about your feelings towards them. Be honest about your feelings towards a lot of shit. Like, just be honest. Put it out there. You feel me? So they can understand, you know, what you're giving them an option. Whether they could, you know, really deal with how your mindset is or deal with whatever you got going on or not, you know? And they could just, you know, be like, okay, well, it was nice knowing you. And they could leave. But at the end of the day, bro, there's too many people that sit there and feel like they have to do shit. They have to be in a relationship. They have to stick it through. And they have to do certain things. You don't have to do that shit. Like I said, if you do meet somebody, shit, be honest with that motherfucker. Don't sit there and lie to them. Because that's like the main thing that I heard about fucking the most. Knowing if they was able to help you at the time. You wasn't able to tell them. You wasn't able to keep it real with them or tell them the truth about what was going on because you probably was being secretive and standoffish. I could have been able to give you some advice. It could have helped you with that situation somehow. You know? But motherfuckers don't ever know until they actually try, until they actually put themselves out there and let it be known and be honest with some shit. But, you know, like I said, that's up to that person at the end of the day. It's up to that person, whoever that is. So, motherfuckers gotta understand, man. It's a lot of that shit that be going on that motherfuckers just be standoffish with a lot of shit, and they don't usually like to put themselves out there, which also falls short on a lot of stuff, which is why a lot of shit don't be lasting long. Motherfuckers was just honest and kept shit real, then they understand. But, you know, motherfuckers don't. Motherfuckers be feeling like they gotta lie automatically. And then they come up with some crazy, outrageous-ass lies. And you say that shit, and you can't remember it no more. Like, it's just played out. It's ridiculous as fuck. That's why, I don't know, bro. Honesty is key. You feel me? If you honest with that motherfucker, you wouldn't have to be posting, "I'm single," if anybody was wondering. If motherfuckers already knew that you were single from the get-go, they wouldn't even had shit twisted. You feel me? Motherfuckers, like, stood ground on what they said and stood ground on exactly how they felt and told that motherfucker that they was going out with or whatever. "Look, we not dating. We just going out. We having a good time enjoying ourselves. Blah, blah, blah." Then they'll understand and they'll fucking know. And then if they still don't choose to understand that after the fact, then shit, come loose. Just gotta come loose. But other than that, though, it's just like, come on, man. Motherfuckers just don't be, like, real enough. It's a lot of motherfuckers that ain't real enough nowadays. Yeah, don't matter about age. You could be old as fuck. You could be older than a fucking tree and still don't be wise. Still don't be honest in knowing how to maneuver and work with certain things. Like, at the end of the day, age really don't mean shit. It was like what the nigga said. Age ain't nothing but a fucking number. Really matters about the patience and matter about if you actually trying and you really trying to work on certain things. Like, especially if you know you had a certain issue with trying to talk about certain things, then you know goddamn well, you know, you got to work on that shit with yourself. And as you work on that with yourself, it would be easier for you to open up with certain things, certain topics and situations and shit that was sensitive back then. But like I said, a lot of people don't want to take that time and take that self journey. You feel me? That's that self-love shit. You gotta be able to love yourself and focus on yourself before you can focus on the next person. And right now, it's like a lot of people is starting to learn that right now. A lot of people is going through the motions right now where they're going to realize they need to focus on them. Where they're going to realize they got to stop, you know, doing certain things and reduce posting and reducing putting their business out there so much. And then when the shit goes sour and shit goes crazy, now everybody asking, "So what happened with what's his name? You was posting him every 5 seconds, which y'all fell out. Now everybody in your business because you was posting your business." You feel me? So, like I said, at the end of the day, you know, people gotta just, like, when if you really want shit to work, you can't keep posting shit. You can't keep going so quick to social media, talking about your shit, posting your shit. Like, everybody didn't have that moment, and hopefully people don't learn from those situations. But some people don't learn from them situations. They still do it, you know? I mean, these motherfuckers be grown as hell doing that shit. That's why I'm just like, you know, at the end of the day, man, a lot of people learn. A lot of people don't learn from the mistakes. A lot of people don't learn from the moments. So, you know, hopefully this message goes across to those people who probably are going through that shit or probably did experience that shit and know what I'm talking about. That shit is just wild, man. You know, that shit is just wild. And you got motherfuckers out here posting all that extra shit. Like, that's making the situation better. That ain't making shit better. That's making you look more like, okay, you desperate enough to get back to the market again after something else just happened with somebody, and you talk about, "Oh, I'm single again," and all this extra shit. Like, okay, you done said that 5 posts to go. Like, we already know that you're single. Why you gotta keep clarifying shit? That's because it's not for, you know, the other people on your fucking following thing on your page. It's for a particular person that you probably was fucking with. So I don't know, bro. And like I said, I want some questions and some answers down there in the, like, the comment section, where I need y'all to, like, you know, I just need some clarification on this, you know, because I may be wrong. I may have a different outlook on this than other people do. You feel me? That's why it's like, you know, I just want some other insight. I want somebody to put their 2 cents in. I want to hear someone else's input on this. So, you feel me? When y'all hear this, I want y'all to drop y'all inputs down below. I'm going to read them all. I just want someone else's input on this, especially a female. If it's a female listener right now, I need you to just go down in the comment section and just answer that question for me. You feel me? I mean, is that exactly what I said? Like, what's going on? Or is it something different about why they posting, "I'm single," if anybody was wondering? You feel me? I just want to know. Because I don't know. I may be wrong about the whole thing, but I would love somebody else's input so I can have better clarification though, man. Man, hold up, hold up, hold up. I got another segment. Now, I found out about this last night, and I just still don't know how I'm gonna approach this like topic because it's still a situation that's going on right now as we speak, man. I just want to start it out with just I want to do a quick prayer, just sending out a quick prayer to all the victims and all the families that have been affected by the shooting that happened in Maine last night. It was an active shooter in Maine, Oregon, bruh. Maine, Portland, actually. Yeah. In Maine, Portland, he had injured about 50 to 60 people and murdered 22 people. It's really devastating to hear that. I like with any situation like this, it's very devastating to hear. The shooter, he's still active. He's on the run still as we speak. They haven't caught him yet. So it's just very, very heartbreaking to hear. I would just like to just send my condolences out to the families and send my prayers out to those families. It's just real messed up. It's real messed up to hear, man. I really hate to hear stuff like this because it's so much shit that's going on in the world, bro. And it shows you how it's a lot of people that's like normal looking people that sit here and conspire a lot of things like this and plan certain shit like this and plan to harm a lot of motherfuckers, bro. Planning to harm a lot of motherfuckers, and the whole time while you out doing your shit, you never expecting it. You probably out doing your thing, like having a good ass time with your people, and out of nowhere this shit happens. Like it's just wild as hell. It's just like, you know, past episodes and certain events that everybody has been seeing on the news. It's just like you can't go out and have a good time no more. You really can't have a good time anymore. You can't go to the club. Those days are those days is over, bro. Like, no lie. And the reason why I say that is because of how many people and how many young ass niggas have got these guns running around, running up in shit, shooting up shit, outside the shit, waiting on you and shooting up shit. Like, it's just too much crazy shit going on, man. And it's like the best way to even prevent all that and from being around all that is just staying the fuck home, going to work and going home. That's it. Going to work and going to fuck home. That's it, bro. It's so much wild ass shit. This motherfucker went to the bar. I think they say he went to a few bars. And he went to some bowling alleys and shit. And then I think he went somewhere else. And then just really started letting everybody have it, bro. He was at bowling alleys and some bars with an AR-15. And it's like, it's just so fucked up because a lot of people ain't understanding that. I don't know, bro. Like, I really don't even know how to explain this shit. Like, I just feel like a lot of people don't understand that it's always going to be motherfuckers around that's going to be thinking like this. Like, everybody should stay on their toes, bro. Everybody should stay on their toes, for real. It's just so fucked up because, like I said, look at all the other ones that happened from before. The ones that happened before this shit. And how each and every person that came along, they planned some shit and came out with some kind of fucking, they found like a notebook of what they did and how they planned it, how long they've been planning it, everyone that they had on their list, what location. It's just fucked up, dude. Like, it's really fucked up. And it's like, I'm just still trying to sit here and figure out why the fuck they ain't found this nigga yet. Like, how the hell y'all didn't find this nigga? Like, y'all better hurry up and get his ass. Like, if this was Cali, I ain't gonna lie. If he was over here in Cali, they would have been smoking. They would have been smoking, bro. There wouldn't have been no goddamn waiting around, trying to chase him down and none of that shit. And the way that the police already be around type shit, police already be moving around. So it's like, it would have at least been two or three officers already on the scene. So, I don't get it. I just don't get it, man. Like, it's just wild as hell what's happening right now, you know? Like I said, you know, it's just, it's devastating to hear this. And to hear that he's still on the run after he didn't did, like, he didn't cause that much harm. He didn't fucking lay down 22 people, 60 plus injured. God damn, bro. Like, that shit ain't cool. That shit ain't cool, bro. That shit ain't cool, bro. So, like I said, man, my prayers go out to all the families. All the families. My condolences goes out to all the families. This shit is just so, like, heartbreaking to hear. If y'all have any family out there, make sure that y'all check up on y'all loved ones, man. Because I know that y'all probably heard about it too last night, but it happened around, like, I think it started around 10:30. 10:30 or something like that. Like, it was really around, like, nighttime, like, almost midnight. So, like I said, you know, with that kind of shit going on, it's just fucked up. It's really fucked up to hear. I pray that, I hope that they find his ass, bro. And they better not do no kind of, oh, take him in quietly and all that. Yeah, they better fucking smoke that nigga, bro. Something, bro. Because at the end of the fucking day, did that much fucking harm? Nah, bro. They better fucking do something. They better do something when they get his ass. Shit. So I'm just like, fuck. That shit is just so fucked up to hear, man. But, yeah, bro. I wanted to just speak on that real quick because that was another thing that I've been sitting here seeing as soon as I woke up this morning, too. Since last night, like I said, you know, everybody's been sitting here on the news talking about it. It's all over the gram. Like, just, it's real, real fucked up to hear, you know. I really hate hearing that kind of shit. So I'm just like, always saying to y'all, bro, y'all gotta be careful. You can't go out really like that no more. And not even saying that, like, you know, I'm not trying to bring no race or no color into this shit, but this is a white dude, like, that's going around and killed a hell of people, bro, and he's still on the run type shit. So it's like, shit, if it was a black person, bro, they would have been caught him. They would have been did some shit. That's why I'm just sitting here just kind of pissed the fuck off at the situation. Like, how the fucking this shit happened where the fucking police was nowhere around, and as soon as the shit went down, then he went to some bars, he went to another spot. You mean to tell me it wasn't not one cop car around? Like, that shit is wild to me. That shit is wild to me, man. Yeah, that shit is just upsetting. That shit is really ridiculous. But, yeah, man. Hopefully, we'll get an update. We'll get something soon. Hopefully, get some good news soon. They catch him. They do something. Like, but other than that, though, man, you know, y'all just pray for the families, man. Pray for those people, bro, because that shit's fucked up. And like I said, too, you know, it's a lot of fucked up shit going on right now. So, prayers goes out to Maine, Palestine, Israel, everybody, man. Everybody, bro. It's just a lot of fucked up shit because so much violence going on in the world right now where it really should be peace. It really should be a lot of, like, peace should be going on. It should be a lot of stuff, like, being fixed right now. But it's just, like, it's just seeming to get worse and worse. So, you know, I just hope that this message could really just go across to the right ears where everybody else who, you know, hopefully feels the same way that I do will be able to spread some awareness and also spread some positivity too, man. Because that's what we need right now. We need more positivity than negative right now. There's just so much crazy shit going on, bro. We gotta really just focus on trying to, like, love more than hate each other. Because, like I said, it's easy to hate, but it's hard to love. So, you know. Yeah, man. Shit, it's crazy. What up, man? It's your boy, Play Pond of Kimmy Sounds in this bitch. I get up on here, bro. What's up with y'all today, man? How y'all doing this beautiful morning? Man, it's the day after Halloween, you feel me? So, you know, a lot of people gonna sit here and still have a little Halloween hangovers, little trick-or-treat shits going on, you know. Especially if you was eating a lot of candy last night. You don't want them motherfuckers eating all that damn candy? Hey. be careful. Drink you some water. Check your blood pressure. You know, I don't want to hear none of y'all niggas ended up getting sick as a dog and nothing like that. I need to make sure y'all niggas is good, man. Make sure y'all okay. Take care of yourself. Health is wealth, man. But, yeah, you know, I just wanted to start this off by just, you know, just a quick a prayer, man. Just a quick prayer, you feel me? Because I feel like this is what everybody needs right now with all this crazy stuff going on, bro. Especially this Halloween stuff, you know. Even on Halloween, it still be some crazy shit, so. No, Father God, I thank you for allowing us to wake up to see another beautiful day. I pray that you just direct us and direct us with initiative. Give us some signs. Give us some guidance with the things that we need to do within our life, Father. The personal goals that we're trying to reach. The certain things that we're trying to, you know, just extend and get done and get accomplished, Father. Only you know what we're dealing with. Only you know our personal goals and our personal accomplishments. The things that we're trying to work on right now. So, Father, I pray that you just help my people. Help my family. Help my friends. Help my loved ones. Help my significant others. Help everyone else that really need help, you know? I just pray that everyone just at least taking the message, taking the guidance, listen to the miracles, listen to all the signs. Because you never know when you may come across a sign. In the name of your son, Jesus. Amen. But yeah, man, you know, what I did want to say was, bro, man, y'all niggas do not know when to stop fucking up shit. I swear, bro. Niggas just want to go party, want to go have a good time, you know, turn the fuck up, do the thing, you feel me? Can't do that shit sometimes, man, sad to say. Can't do it nowadays. Motherfuckers always fucking it up somehow. I don't know why, but, you know, shit, it is what it is, man. It is what it is no more because, shit, niggas can't keep making excuses. But you know what I mean by that. You know, it's just fucked up seeing that motherfuckers trying to go turn up, have a good time. The next thing you know, once some shit pop off, nigga done got shot. And the motherfuckers who ain't had nothing to do with it get hurt. That's some heartbreaking shit. Don't nobody want to hear all that, you feel me? Shit be fucked up. Shit. Then all them Halloween parties I've been seeing and shit. I didn't really get into it this much this year because I don't know, bro. I ain't really been in a Halloween mood this year, honestly. Don't get me wrong. I could look at the horror movies and eat the candy as much as I want, but after all that, though, bro, man, hell nah. I ain't trying to sit there and be bothered with that Halloween shit. I done did it a few years in a row. I'm cool. And then also, I got other personal reasons why. So, you know, I don't be wanting to be bothered with all that bullshit. But the main thing I can say for sure is, though, bro, the house parties and all that shit, there's a lot of house parties canceled because of that shit, bro. A lot of motherfuckers going around shooting and doing dumb shit. So, if you was able to go out and have a good time last night, I'm glad that y'all was able to have a good time. I'm glad you was able to go out and enjoy yourself, you know, especially being safe while doing it. That's a main important part because can't be safe nowadays having fun. See what happens. So, you know, just gotta be grateful for the little moments like that, you feel me? Even if it's a little party, whatever that is, shit, be happy. Be grateful you got a part of that action. Cause shit, there'll be a lot of people like, I wish I could go out, I wish I could go have a good time and blah, blah, blah. And a lot of them don't really know that they can. They just think too deep into shit sometimes. Which is understandable because like I said, with all this shit that's going on, bro, how can you not? Like, I don't know. A lot of people is going to sit there and feel some kind of way about that shit. That's why I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, man, it is what it is. Ain't nobody going to be too upset about that. But at the end of the day, shit is crazy. Shit is just crazy as hell. Another thing I did want to talk about, just some little video game news and shit, man. Dude, they over here talking about this new Modern Warfare 3 zombies and shit. And they're talking about it's a lot of details of certain things that's going to go down in the game. So, I don't know. For my Call of Duty people, people who waiting on them Call of Duty zombies and all that shit, man, I hope that y'all going to be ready for what is going to come out. Because I'm not going to lie. At first, I was like, damn, I thought they was going to do a copy and paste version of that Call of Duty Ghost one. Because the Extraction, or whatever it was called, Extinction, whatever that shit was named, that shit was trash. Wasn't nobody finna go all the way out there and go do some shit and be like, oh yeah, we finna go this and we finna, man, hell no, bro. Especially fucking with that goddamn shit. Ain't nobody finna go fuck with that shit. That goddamn Call of Duty Ghost shit? I don't know. It wasn't really my cup of tea. But I'll say for sure, niggas learn right from wrong with that game. Learn what to do, what not to do, and then also, shit, what else? What to add in the game and what not to add in the damn game. Shit, that's the best way I can say it. Because it's like, that shit is just crazy. Ain't nobody trying to sit there and be bothered with that trash-ass shit. But if y'all really taking y'all time to make the game good and you doing what you're supposed to do to give the game justice, then ain't nobody gonna be too upset. But at the same time, we peep game. Yeah. Speaking of another game, this is one me and my friends been playing, bro, called The Finals. Now, I'm not gonna lie, this game is pretty good. The reason why I say it's pretty good, it's still a beta. Niggas don't really know how, like, you know, when it comes out type shit or anything like that, so. Trying to figure out when it comes out, but we've been playing the beta. That shit been going crazy, bro. Shit been going stupid. Now, if y'all got PlayStation or Xbox or PC, I recommend y'all go fuck with it, man. It's just pretty good. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna sit there and lie and be like, oh yeah, because it's this and it's blah, blah, blah. Nah. I ain't gonna say all that now, but goddamn game is crazy. You can do a lot of good ass, like, you can jump your buildings, you can blow up the buildings, you can do a lot of shit such as, what else? They got special abilities. It kind of remind me of Apex and a little bit of Call of Duty, like Black Ops 4 type shit. Because one of them niggas had a grappling hook too. I'm not mistaken. So, you know, when I seen that shit, I was like, oh, okay. Like, cool. That's pretty cool. But the more I played it, the more I started really trying to figure out shit and understand shit. I was like, oh, all right. It's making more sense. But, you know, after all that, bro, the game really started coming, like, you know, it started getting a little more hectic after that. Once you start really getting to know how to play it more, figuring out, okay, well, what control is this and what button is this, you start really figuring this shit out. So I can say that for sure. It was pretty good. It was pretty fast paced. Another thing I will say is the fucking what else? I don't know. I feel like it's certain things that need to be fixed, like the bugs and shit, because like I said, it's a beta, so of course a lot of motherfuckers ain't gonna sit there and focus on a lot of shit like that. But that's the main thing that everybody's gonna be worried about at first, is that, like, the bug part. Because if that shit's still in the game, then damn, ain't nobody want to play that shit. You feel me? You gotta think about it. Would you want to play that shit if it kept bugging out? Hell no. Nah. So, I don't know. I feel like it's a pretty good game. Still got a few kinks to get worked out with. And another thing is, I hope that they do drop that motherfucker for free on Xbox, because you know how Xbox been getting a lot of good dibs on shit. Regardless if they came out with Spider-Man for the PlayStation 5. Yeah, that's cool and all. But hey, we didn't have to pay for some of that shit. So that was the main thing that made us happy. What else, bro? It was something else with that damn game. It was like a few things that was going on with the game. That's why I was like, I don't know, bro. They need to fix a few things with it before that whole full game comes out. Just work on some of them things in that beta. They just work through some of those kinks. Shit, motherfuckers would be cool. Get that shit knocked out for real. But yeah, man. You know, other than that, though, yeah, I just wanted to end it on this note. I'm gonna upload this episode later on in the day, man, so y'all can be able to enjoy this and listen to it soon. Go blow up my goddamn song, Dollar Signs, all platforms, out now. Dollar Signs, DOLLASIGNS, featuring Little Leaky, or LIEK. If y'all know him by that, my nigga Leak, bruh. He on that motherfucker too, so y'all need to go blow that shit up, man. All platforms, Dollar Signs is out now. Other than that, I'm going to tap in with y'all next time. Y'all have a beautiful rest of y'all day. God bless.